Reverend Stanley James Davies was captured at the Battle of Imjin River in April 1951. For 2 days, 750 soldiers of the Gloucester Regiment, commanded by Lieutenant Colonel Khan, held off 30,000 Chinese intent on capturing Seoul. Their stand changed the course of the Korean War. When the regiment was finally defeated by the Chinese, over 500 men were captured, including the Reverend Stanley James Davies, the regimental chaplain. The captured men faced a six-month, 600-mile tramp north across Korea into the mountains to Camp Number 2 in the village of Pichongni, a place that was to become Reverend Davies' parish behind barbed wire for the next 2 years. Religious services were tolerated in the camp, but strictly limited. In December 1951, to demonstrate their lenience, their Chinese captors gave the prisoners the facilities to hold a Christmas service.
Christmas communion was in the lecture room. The altar was surmounted by a beautifully carved Celtic cross. This had been made by Colonel Khan from local Korean stone. He spent day after day in the bitter December weather, patiently rubbing smooth the sides of his cross on the concrete steps of the Korean schoolhouse in which he lived. It became a symbol of endurance and of conquest, of Christian faith in spite of dungeons.
Khan's cross now rests in the case in front of you. The Reverend Davies continued his ministry and even held covert baptisms, but the Chinese became increasingly suspicious of his motives. In August 1952, they threw him into solitary confinement as punishment for his alleged crimes.
I was thrust into a tiny cell. There was a heavy smell of urine, oil and well-worn gym shoes. At first light, the guard awoke us by shouting or beating on the cell door. At midday, when it grew very hot, flies covered the face and hands, worried eyes and nose, and hovered greedily on the lips. We lived in our tiny hutches, unwashed, unkempt, unexercised. The realization of our increasing filthiness adding to the depression and ennui. On my first Sunday in jail, August 17th, I waited anxiously for some sign that the church service was still being held, despite my absence. Faintly at first, and then as the wind veered, more and more strongly came the firm, measured tones of Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. It was the majestic sound of some 300 men singing. A tremulous emotion seized me. I could not help the tears. Praise of God filled my soul. Despondency fell away from me. Later, I learned how, to the chagrin of the Chinese, the prisoners crowded the lecture room to overflowing and made a defiant mass affirmation as a protest against my removal from the compound.
He was in solitary confinement for 2 weeks. Others endured the inhuman conditions for much longer spells, including Colonel Khan, who was held alone in a cell for 19 months. On September 5th, 1953, after the ceasefire, Reverend Davies was released. Notebooks, prayer books and Bibles had been banned in the camp, but Reverend Davies had kept a detailed record of his captivity on a piece of crinkled Chinese toilet paper, just 5 inches by 3 inches, which had been smuggled out of captivity by an American officer. These miniature writings were the basis for his book, In Spite of Dungeons, published in 1954.
I believe the book will show something of the resilience of men's spirits under physical and mental pressure of a kind not hitherto experienced by British and American prisoners of war. To this resilience, Christian faith made a big contribution. Many men were grateful for its inspiration in a communist prison camp.
Reverend Davies' book, In Spite of Dungeons, is no longer in print, although local libraries have copies and you can buy it second-hand. To return to the main menu, stay on the line, or hang up and ring back when you're ready to listen to another story.